Hey everybody, Matt Michaels here on the DeFalco Files with the owner and creator of FSW, the Future Stars of Wrestling, here in Las Vegas, Mr. Joe DeFalco. All right, Joe, we're coming up on the WrestleMania week, but we got to
coming around the clubhouse turn, as they like to say.
Yeah, but we got to go back a little bit because we had Ground Zero, and man, there was some interesting turn of events with a new FSW champion, as well as a new champion in Jaden Cole as well. Man, how did you feel that night went? Because it was pretty pretty remarkable to see, and always good to see a double swerve to make a champion happen. That was a great night.
Yeah, it was difficult going into that show because 3 weeks earlier we had a huge show at No Escape, and we also knew going into Ground Zero, 3 weeks after that, we were going to have the whole WrestleMania thing. So right. It was like, okay, hopefully we do well because, now you're asking people to, two casino show basically in a month. And then right. A show with WWE at WrestleMania that despite all the bitching and complaining, a lot of our fans are going to spend $300, $800, $1,000 for WrestleMania and right. meeting with the, I know the tickets aren't sold out, but it seems like all those meet and greets are that you're paying hundreds of dollars to get pictures. It's crazy. I guess you should have took that picture with Solo Sikoa for free back in the day, because now you can't even because that's sold out. So we knew it was going to be a little rough going in, and obviously the first show we did there, New Year's Resolution, killed it, standing room only, and we expected a little less. So I'm okay with what the draw was. We drew very well. We only went 2.5 times above our food and drink guarantee instead of 4. So but other than that, there was some new opportunities for some of the younger talent. And yeah. I got to say, unfortunately, for some of them, it was a little rough. And yeah. maybe the big stage wasn't ready. They weren't ready for it yet. But you got to give opportunities. And, nothing was so horrible that it can't come back from. But, there was a lot of good. But there was also a decent amount of, during the show, which we haven't seen in a long time at a big casino show.
Yeah. Yeah, interesting. All around an interesting night. What in your mind is the reason for the opportunity for Bateman right now? This is obviously someone who is well respected, someone who, is a trainer, someone who's put in the work in years. And really, this is, if you think of Bateman's career, he hasn't really had a huge amount of titles in his career. He's just always been that steady guy who, no matter who he's facing, is one of the more remarkable guys in the business.
Well, the first thing I'll say, the reason for that is FSW really features stories. Yep. And storylines are a major part of everything we do. He comes from SoCal. SoCal, there's a lot of just random shows and you're putting good people on sometimes. And sometimes you're not, Right. A lot of people, it's like you'll look at those shows and the top end, maybe one or two matches, sometimes a good promotion, maybe they got three good matches, but the rest are a lot of younger talent, and right. they're keeping costs down, and the draws just aren't there. And with FSW, we've always prided ourselves that our fan base was that WWE fan base. And they were more engaged in the story because, right, again, we've said it a million times. A lot of guys can do good things, but what's the reason why that they're going to be enamored by somebody? What's the reason that they're going to be engaged by something? And we don't rush anything. This Jay Vidal story with Bateman lasted 8 months, maybe? I don't know. It's been a long time. And credit to Jay Vidal, who lives in Florida, who was able to, you know, get up here as often as possible, and Bateman putting in the work. And the story and the ending of the story made it impossible. How do you tell that story the way it exists right now with Bateman losing and not becoming the champion?
Right. True.
You know, we could have had the easy story, which would have ended before the match ended, and we freed Jay Vidal.
Right.
Now, instead of that story being over, it kind of is just starting.
Right. Exactly.
So now we went 8 months, and now people are still more interested probably at this point than they were through the entire time where they thought they got the payoff and they didn't get the payoff that they wanted. Now it's right, like, oh shit, where is this story going? Because I can't believe we're not going to get a Jay Vidal versus Gregory Sharp, G Sharp match. That's first and foremost. So that also opens up for Bateman, who he's going to defend the title against, because G Sharp has got a different fish to fry.
Right. Yeah.
So you got that story, which also, since they are bonded together, who's to say Bateman and Jay Vidal don't want to go after the Mariachis to try to get the tag titles?
Sure. Yeah.
Who's to say Jay Vidal doesn't go after San Lu for the Nevada State title? You know what I mean? There's so many detours that we could take. Ground Zero, that story right there opened up a whole boatload of ideas. So now we go to the office meetings, I guess you could say, or I have in my mind what I want to do. And then I'm going to get input from, you know, the players in the game. Jay Vidal's earned that right. And G Sharp and Remy, who's always there. And Ice, who's become a valuable cog in trying to put some things together. And Chris Bay. And, you know, the idea is to put stuff together and make it as enjoyable and entertaining. I mean, maybe not enjoyable, because for a lot of people, I don't think what Jay Vidal did was enjoyable to them. And that was not the story that they wanted to see. And sometimes right, you don't always get what you want. So I think that was one of the most brilliant stories we've told in a while.
Yeah. No, it was perfectly done. You know, it's a good transition. Jaden Cole now is the X Division champion. X Division. What the hell?
Limited champion. Enough.
Yeah.
He might be the X Division champion by next year.
Yeah, no kidding, right? What did you think about his win there? And going into Future Shock, how did you think Future Shock came off?
Well, I think a star is born. And I don't think Jaden Cole needed the No Limits championship to show that he is a star in the making. I think it was already known, but I think this puts the stamp on it. Because everybody involved, you know, I know I got Robbie E., now Robert Stone, coming to the Mecca on the 17th, specifically to look at Jaden Cole, because he had asked me for some information on some younger talent, sent him some stuff, and Jaden Cole was the one who caught his eye. And maybe I was going to have that match. Maybe I wasn't. And if I was, there was a good chance Jaden Cole might not have been on it. But when Robbie hit me up, I decided to do a I was going to do a scramble match, but I didn't think it was going to be a future star scramble. But then Mr. Cross hit me up about his guy, Steve Gipke, and then Jimmy House we're close with, and he's ID'd, and he's going to be on the show Thursday. So it's like, okay, well, I'm going to add Ice. I'm going to add Jaden Cole and another guy that I'm very high on, Bryce Saturn. And now we have the future star scramble, which now Robbie Eagle can look at a lot of young talent. So it doesn't only have to be FSW talent for him to look at. And he's going to come check out a show. And Jaden Cole, we had an excellent match with Jordan Oasis. Jordan did a great job as the No Limits champion. And, you know, he did what was needed to do. You know, that was a hard-hitting matchup. And it was a great match for Jaden Cole. And then he goes into Future Shock this past weekend. And I said, hey, I got this idea. You know, here's a guy that, again, last April, whenever WrestleMania was, I think it's about a year exactly, Jaden Cole made his real debut at the Gabe Sapolsky tryout seminar. And at that moment, he's like, oh, okay, he's ready for Future Shock. So in about, you know, 10 months ago, he had his very first match, and we saw something, and he continued to excel and worked really hard and still helps out and sets up the ring and is there when he's needed. And, you know, cut a good promo. A couple of things he kept repeating, which he needs to work on. But that was his first opportunity. But you could sense that he has a strong mic potential, I guess you could say. You know, he's engaging. He sounds good. You know, he's as they like to say, he's got that it factor to where – you can see if he continues to work hard, sky's the limit for Jaden Cole. And, you know, and credit to Oliver Cannaday, who really stepped up, you know. And, you know, and I've not said this, but there's plenty of guys that are mainly on Future Shock that are more than ready to be on the main shows, but there is just so much talent up top that it's almost impossible. But a match like that makes your eyes open up even more to Oliver and, you know, his potential on the main roster. So, you know, he didn't get that opportunity at Ground Zero. But, wow, that would have been – that match would have played out very, very well at the HyperX Arena.
It's, you know, there is a lot of good things, you know, to say. And man, you're right. The, you know, Jaden has the potential of being, for us baseball nerds, a five-tool guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. As I said, you know, just off the cuff, it's like, you know, to other people, not just myself, you know, he reminds a lot of people of a young Kenny King.
Sure.
You know, very, very smooth in his transitions and those little things that, you know, all the fans see is like, oh, man, this guy has got a lot of energy, kind of like another team that showed up at, you know, Future Shock. They did some great stuff for us in San Diego. Live Danger. Love those guys. Yep. Yeah. You know, you want to talk about energetic, man, you know, they light up the room. You know, it's they look like a million bucks. You know, they probably still have some work to do on the working side. But, man, the intangibles are extremely strong. And I know it's a while before – it's crazy. I'm looking at the calendar on the bottom of my computer, and it's like, man, we got a ways away for the next HyperX show. And it's like, oh, shit, it's only 5 weeks away. Because so much is going on, we're going to be back there May 15th. So, hell, I'll announce the tag team match. Pretty City Express versus Live Danger is happening at the HyperX. Nice. So, there you go. It's like they were impressive enough in San Diego. They impressed me at Future Shock. and they got themselves a big time match against one of the top tag teams and a former tag team champions in Pretty City.
Yeah. Yeah. Which again, it's crazy to see, like, with the tag team division, how much talent is there right now? You know, when you think about, think about what, 3-4 years ago, 5 years ago, when the talk revolved around Suavecitos, Sky High, you know, it was hard to find more than 4-5 tag teams that were at the potential of, oh, you could plug these guys in right now. You could plug those guys in. It's crazy.
Well, yeah, they were all young at the time, even the Mariachis, you know what I mean? And it's like there's teams that we're looking at, and the Mariachis are going to have a FSW tag team title defense at the Mecca. They're going to be on the pre-show. So nice. that you know, trying to reward, you know, our guys from being there. A lot of people making inquiries, you know. You know, you got Heath Slater hitting me up on the Instagram message about him and Rhino. And it's like, yeah, in a perfect world, it'd be awesome to have the Mariachis against, you know, Rhino and Heath. You know, I love Rhino, you know, but, you know, the card came together and it's like, you know, we finally added Hammerstone versus Tito versus Richard Holiday. And it's like, man, that's a bruiserweight battle right there. And we're about to announce a 6-man tag that you're going to have Kenny King on one side. And that side set, it's, you know, Kenny King, Shogun, and San Lu, the Nevada State champion. So they're going to be representing Team FSW. And on the other side right now, all we have is, you know, we might have the other two, but Danny Limelight's the only one confirmed, another former FSW champion. So, you know, we got lots going on. And, man, it started, you talk about Ground Zero, it was like that was the only week that was good. And then going into it Friday, if you were at the GCW show at the FSW arena, G Sharp and Bodie killed it. They opened the show, and, man, talk about lights out. You know, the crowd was not one of GCW's biggest, but I'll tell you what, man, those people are very enthusiastic about things, you know. It's like that crowd is there, and the Mariachis earned themselves after the show yesterday or the day before. Brett Lauderdale hit me up. And the Mariachis have been added to the clusterfuck match that he really liked what he saw from the Mariachis.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, the opportunities they're getting, it's great to see, you know, and they've really taken advantage of the opportunities that have been put in front of them as well. So
that was Friday night. And then Saturday we had Future Shock. I guess I had Sunday off, you know, maybe Monday off, I guess. Tuesday I had a meeting. We've secured ourselves another venue starting the new year. We'll talk about that as more info comes in. That's pretty much set. Today we're going and doing our TV class at the HyperX Arena.
Nice.
So the production guys are going to get to once again step in and really learn their equipment. So that is today, which is the Wednesday. Thursday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to be setting up the ring at the, whatchamacallit, the Silver Knights place, the Lee's Family Forum, on the Thursday at 8. And then Friday at 7 p.m., we're going to have a first match after the end of the first intermission, which is right now scheduled to be a triple threat match. Ice Williams versus Bodie versus Luke Curtis.
Nice.
So that's going to be the match on Friday. And then early Friday, it's been confirmed through my guy Stu Stone, Doug Flutie will be in the FSW Arena.
Nice.
Playing Connect Four inside the ring and signing my New Jersey General, Buffalo Bills, and probably San Diego Charger jersey. So
sweet.
So nice. that's big. And then so I'm not sure. I guess we're gonna have our kids' class Saturday and Sunday. Trying to think what else is going on. And then Monday we have to take out the ring at the FSW Arena and replace it with the 16-foot ring on right. Monday. On Tuesday at 9 a.m., we have to take that 18-foot ring and bring it to the horseshoe for the collective to right. set that up on Tuesday. Wednesday, we'll have the Gabe Sapolsky seminar. I'll be there by 9 a.m. That runs from 9:30 to about 1:30. Then we have three wrestling shows. Starting at 2, Boca Raton Championship Wrestling, CCW, that's got Matt Riddle, and yep. Colorado Wrestling Connection, so that's loaded at 8 o'clock.
Can we just say Boca Raton has Red Cup Jeff? So
Red Cup Jeff, you know, his pre-Jericho Cruz appearance.
Right.
You know, he's got more appearances than a lot of the wrestlers, Red Cup, I see.
Yeah,
because I know he'll probably be at a couple of our events too. So, yeah. I when I saw the most bookings for WrestleMania, I was disappointed they didn't have Red Cup in there.
Yeah,
you know, right. He's high up that chart. So, but then also Thursday evening around 7 or 8, we're going to be taking our other 18-foot ring to set it up at the HyperX Arena,
right?
For our stuff on Thursday. And then we have two shows at the FSW Arena, OIWA and Manny Lemon's Devotion at 2 and 5. And then at the HyperX, I have to beam me up, Scotty, to transform over to the Luxor at 4, 7, and 10. And Ladies Night Out might be going on till Friday because at last count they have probably almost 70 women on the show.
I know. What kind of matches are, like, they're going to be like 5 to 10 minute takes, if that, right?
I guess. And I know there's a couple of probably 8 and 10 women tags and 5 women scrambles. And it's like, I guess he's trying to get every woman on the show. So Thursday, the ID showcase that we have at 7 will be airing on Title Match. The Ladies yep. Night Out is run by the owner of Title Match, so we'll be doing the production for that at 10 o'clock. Notorious Mimi's got a chance to become a double champion. She's wrestling Lainey Luck at the ID Showcase on Thursday night, and now she's been added Friday night to the Mecca to challenge Brittany Brooks.
Nice.
At the Mecca. Nice. And Friday night, obviously, we have our Mecca 11 tickets are moving great. First row sold out. We're closing in on the second. You know, that's going to be a big, big show for us.
Yep.
And then Saturday we have Natural Born Killers at 10. But also at the FSW Arena, we have the Lingerie Fighting Championships will be there.
Right.
And then Sunday we have two shows, one at the school at noon. Second Wrestling, and then also at the same time, Spark Joshi at the yep. HyperX at Sunday at noon. And at 4 o'clock, I'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe for a while with the Godfather hanging out for the Hard Rock Cafe watch party. And also, Tom's Watch Bar is trying to get us over there for their watch party on Saturday.
So that's Saturday. Wow, holy macro, man.
Yeah. Oof. So it's like, you know, sleep will be and then also Monday, the Review Journal is going to be at the school. They're going to be doing some stuff with Brittany Brooks for Fox 5. Sorry, that's Fox 5. Yeah. The Review Journal, I think, did some stuff. I talked to my guy, JC. They're looking to film some stuff at the school WrestleMania weekend or week. Wow. And knowing him, I have to be there at 6 in the morning for that because they like to do live on the morning show.
Right.
So we're still putting all that together. There should be an article on the Review Journal that we did They did one with FSW for Mania Week, and I believe they've been in touch with Cross about doing something there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm going to have to tell Kyle to get me one of those little rooms by the Luxor. Because if you go by the Luxor where it's situated, by where the VIP rooms are upstairs, there's a door that takes you into a area that has hotel rooms.
Oh, wow.
So I might have to, you know, hit them up for one for my little power naps.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you know, you could always nap under the announce table.
Well, that's been moved. That's upstairs now.
Right. Exactly. Once in that nice little, you know, enclosed room, you just slide under the desk there while the guys are announcing it. Get a little, you know, you can fit, you can Costanza it. That's what I'm saying.
You know, it's crazy. It's just like, you know, and there's stuff I'm not remembering because now I'm old. So it's like, I'm going to have to start. I might have to get like a little notepad or something, you know, because my notepads consist of, you know, they laugh at me at the HyperX Kyle and all them, because this is my notebook that has 1, 2, 3.5 pages of every ticket sold and the name of the person for the Mecca 11. Nice. Then I then transfer onto a piece of paper that will be on the computer paper, and I, you know, computer, and I type it up. Right. So when you come to check in, we're not really capable of swiping your Eventbrite ticket. So Everything's just listed on a sheet in alphabetical order, but not of your last name, of your first name. And then when you say your name, we mark you off and then give you the appropriate bracelet.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, speaking of,
I'm told I need an iPad soon. So
yeah, probably. Gresham TJP is happening. You mentioned Hammerstone, Holiday, and Tito. Cross and Fatu, of course. Bodhi and Leo Rush. And Gringo Loco. Was that Red Splendor?
Resplendor.
Resplendor? Oh, man. Yeah, I can't wait to see him because, you know, that comes on Cage's recommendation, right?
No, Gringo Locos.
Oh, it's Gringo's? Okay.
One of his guys. He's the one who got him at GCW. Saw him on Friday night. I'll be honest with you. Little shaky. There was some issues. You could see he had talent. But I saw some clips from Saturday, and Saturday he killed it. So, but again, you got that really high-risk luchador making his first appearance in the United States, trying to go all out. So it's going to be interesting, I'll tell you that.
Yep, and then you also have the match you were talking about, which is the...
Well, we got Brittany and Notorious Mimi. Right. We got the Future Star Scramble. We just put the flyer out for that.
Yep. And then the pre-show match with the mariachis. So
correct. So there'll be 8 matches, and then the pre-show will have one.
Man. And that all starts at 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
When's the doors on that? 9?
Yeah, we're going to do 9. We're trying to get in a meet and greet. The thing is, we don't have anything beforehand, so we're good in setting up of being able to get in. The same thing on Saturday night. But, you know, SmackDown will be going on till 8, so people can jet on over. We'll probably open doors even earlier. We're selling tickets for a meet and greet. We don't know who's going to be there. You know, it's potluck because there's so many people doing shows everywhere, so there's no guarantees. Right. You know, and again, it's also confusing to some of the fans. They think, oh, you're going to the meet and greet, like everybody's going to sign all their pictures for free. It's like, bro, that's not – in what world do you think that's how it works?
Right.
Oh, can I bring a specific item for Cross to sign? Yeah, if you pay them. You know.
What do you mean? Kevin gets paid to do this? I'm shocked.
And I remember hearing years ago, oh, that Brian Cage, what a dick. He didn't sign my stuff for me for free. Like, what world are you living in? You know, you guys are the same idiots that are spending like $300 for a picture with somebody Mania Week that any other time in the year you can get that picture for $50.
Right.
Then don't complain about money because obviously you're not having a problem spending it, but you want to be the big shot Mania Week. It's like, man, all these guys sign throughout the country, throughout the year, for like 1/5 of the price.
And then Natural Born Killers, man. So far, we got some pretty sweet stuff. Gresham and Riddle. I mean, that's just going to be amazing. G-Sharp and TJP, I got a feeling that those two are going to put on a little bit of a show there, man. A lot to prove there. I mean, this is great, man.
Our buddy Ryan Walker, former Bellator fighter.
Yeah.
He loves NBK. He's trying to get me another guy that's a UFC guy. And he's like, hey, he really wants to do it. And I'm like, Ryan, do you not understand? We are booked. We don't have. He said, he's like, oh, a UFC veteran would be a great addition. What's it? UFC vet Chris Curtis is interested in doing a match. He's checking with his manager if UFC allows it. And I'm like, we can't. We're all set. If he wants to come out, sure. I'll let you know. He said he'd love to do it. He'd be a great addition. Okay, I just said we don't have any spots unless you want to give up yours.
Oh, man. And Mizani in that match, that's going to be great. Again, Brett the Threat getting the opportunities. I mean,
yeah, this is Joe DeShue. He is going to be on Bloodsport. He's also a Josh Barnett disciple. And I know Brett talked with our guy Royce Isaacs, who put over Mr. DeShue, because Royce is part of that clan that they do a lot of training together. So he said he's the real deal.
Damn. And then, of course, Janaya Kai and Shayna Baszler.
Did you see that video Mikey put together, though? I'll tell you what, man. Mikey's done great work, but this one far exceeds anything he's ever done.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think one of the things that Mikey has learned over the years is that when he creates these video packages now, he's finding the narrative.
And well, he's also got a little direction. Cross kind of said to him, because he had told me, you know, wanted it almost like a movie type thing. Yeah. So he turned it. So now all of a sudden he had one less thing to figure out was, okay, I need to figure out how to do a movie trailer style. But now he had the substance instead of coming up with the idea and putting everything together. Now he already knew in his head what needed to be done instead of trying to piece it together while he's doing it. You know what I mean? And I think that was important in making it as, because I looked at it and expected it to be pretty good, but I was like, oh, wow, I was floored. This is fucking fantastic.
Yeah, just absolutely amazing. And just, you know, again, the quality of everything now is just spectacular to see. It's, you know, whether it's the HyperX or whether it's, you know, putting together these video packages or promos, you know, there has been a major amount of growth. And you can't, you know, you have to give it up to these guys for working their asses off. You know, even looking at Ground Zero, you know, you could just put a camera on the guys while they're doing the show, and that's pretty entertaining. You know, to watch how they're calling it and everything going on. It's crazy.
I'll tell you what, man. The audio was the best we've ever had before. You know, those headset mics, I just bought a pair myself just for the FSW arena. No pickups, no echoes. it was clear as clear can be. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like our production is major league quality. I can't say anything other than that. Like, you know, you want to look at an MLW show, a TNA show. I don't see the quality of production being like, oh, yeah, you could tell that one, that FSW one is like way beneath it. No, we're right there with them.
Right. Right. And, you know, that's the one thing about the HyperX. When you look at, you know, the visual of it, it's just, it's incredible how that looks on camera now. You know, but then you throw it back to the FSW arena and you go, you know, that still looks amazing on camera for, you know, being a warehouse space. It's like, you know, it's crazy to think that, you know, look back where you were 12 years ago, right? Could you imagine that this type of, you know, atmosphere could be created for, you know, you did TV product for local TV. It wasn't easy back, you know, 10, 15 years ago to do, you know, television wrestling. And then you had COVID too. And that,
well, you know, we did commentary after the fact. I would come in. I remember Disco and D'Lo Brown would come into the office and we would film tape it there. And then we'd have the Sony Vegas edit of it that probably Joey was doing at the time. And then we'd have to plug that in. Then I'd have to get it on a reel to reel that I'd have to get. What we did to the reel to reel, some company I forgot off Flamingo, and then have to bring it to the CW. And it was so much different, you know? And it's like, you know, sure, would love to be on live local TV again, but, you know, being on and paying $200-$300 a week to be on at 2 a.m, it was pointless, you know? Yeah. And nowadays, you don't need to. If we really wanted to do a weekly show, we can go on. We could have went on Triller. We could go on Title Match, where there's millions of people watching wrestling anyway.
Yeah.
So it's become so easy that the local company doesn't have to be local. So if you're able to step up and step out, which we were always, you know, in the 10%, you know, I guess you could say. And now, you know, maybe we're in the 1% of the promotions that are independent, you know, and then, you know, you could take companies that, you know, GCW by far, you know, people could say whatever they want about Brett and all the other stuff, man, that guy puts in the miles, he puts in the time. Nobody runs as many shows, and not alone even running that many shows, he runs them in almost every state in the country. Yeah. So they are, you know, far and away number one. But I beg to differ if you put anybody else ahead of us, you know, Pro Wrestling Revolver, for example, they get a lot of love, but they're lucky to run one show a month. Right. And I know they had a recent issue. So, they, you know, it's 2 months before a show, but a lot of their talent is the TNA talent that Sammy Callahan works with.
Right.
So it's not really homegrown. We're using mainly homegrown and people within a three to five hour car ride. So right. Whoever from Phoenix, and it's the best talent on the West Coast in most cases. So, you know, and to offer such a great product, and now these guys get to wrestle. And now look at Mecca 11 where, man, we're bringing in some of the biggest names in professional wrestling, but the Heroes and the Shoguns and the Mariachis and Jaden Coles, they're all going to be in the locker room with these guys.
Right.
And it's like, hey, maybe this is the start of the changing of the guard.
Yeah. Yeah. And at the very least, also the inspiration, you know, to
get. Oh, they won't be on the show, the inspiration.
But to
unless
get
they
that
do a run-in.
Yeah, well, you know.
You know, somebody posted because I had to write it again. Like, the card is full. And then somebody said something, I think it was Shantae or whatever, about run-ins. And I'm like, run-ins are still available as long as they're free. So if Heath and Rhino want to show up at the show and do a run-in, more than happy to have 100 people do run-ins at that show.
I mean, do you think you could spare Heath and Rhino maybe $5 each for the run-in?
Yeah, 20. I'll do 20.
But, you know, I mean, it's great to see that, you know, they're going to get the opportunity to be around these people, you know, who, again, you know, it's just a lot of good things. And like you said, with this match right here, what a great combination of, you know, young talent getting an opportunity to be on a show with, you know, so many people backstage that, you know, it's an influence, man. It's just a great time to be at FSW.
And, you know, the thing is, it's like, it's at 10 o'clock on Friday night. So unless, like I saw, you know, Zoe and Tom Howard yesterday, and they were going to come, and then Zoe reminded him that the WWE Hall of Fame would be going on around that time. So right. I am going to try to invite as many people, you know, if we don't sell that VIP suite, I want to put whoever wants to come that, you know, obviously not the 600 people that hit me up that they don't – combined, they don't have 600 followers, you know, that want to come down. But if any of the, you know, name talent from any of the companies want to come out, hang out, watch the show, I'll sit you in the VIP suite. You know, if you want to use the table to try to sell some merch, I'm cool with that. You know, I'd love to have as many people there as we can. And it'd be nice to have, you know, some of the name guys that I know personally and Kevin knows personally and say, hey, why don't you come by, check out the show, yeah. You know, and if we could do something that involves them, more power to you. Love to have some surprises in there. You know, I would love that to be that all inclusive where you never know who's going to show up to the show.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, and with, you know, with so much, with so much going on, you just look at it. It's remarkable. It seems like there is almost maybe a quarter more going on this year than it was last year. There's seriously just tons of things going on. From Fremont all the way down to the Luxor.
Because people saw, as you know, I guess I'm not the only smart person, you know. I said to myself, wow, I've learned ways that we could maximize bringing in more money, doing different things. And obviously other people have thought the same process. Like Hard Rock Cafe, instead of the watch party on Saturday, they're doing Saturday, Sunday, and an after party. They kind of cut us out of the Sunday, and I saw they got Moose and Marty Scurll there, which was an interesting choice.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they're, you know, hopefully they don't get any heat on it.
Yeah.
You know, but they're doing more stuff, and a lot of other people are doing more things.
Right.
So it's like, and then initially there was no watch parties. Now all of a sudden everybody's doing the watch parties. You know, right. We got hit up about Tom's Watch Bar. And for some weird reason, they can't do it Sunday, but they can do it Saturday. And, you know, and now the Circa. And every place has got something going on. I saw Area 15.
Yeah.
Like 100, it's like they have a fake picture of Rey Mysterio, and they're charging $135, and it's an all-you-can-drink-and-eat buffet. Well, right. You can go to the Hard Rock for less than 100, have the Godfather and surprise guests, and you can have all you can eat and all you can drink buffet. So,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Sometimes people want to price themselves out. It was like, I saw, it's like, why do they have the guy? I'm assuming it's Rey Mysterio because it's his mask, and it's like main event guests, but it doesn't tell you who's going to be there. And it's like, are you insinuating that he's going to be there because he's in a match? You know what I mean?
Which is
not on Monday. And if he was going to be there, you would probably make sure that would be front and center.
Right.
Which we know he wouldn't be allowed to be there because WrestleMania.
So. Right. Yeah, no, it's and then you got the Palms doing their thing. And of course WrestleCon and the Collective at the Horseshoe. You got the good old Container Park down on Fremont Street and stuff going on there.
Yeah, there's free shows I saw all over the place. And it's like, I guess it's a greater opportunity for some younger people to wrestle in front of people because it doesn't matter where it is.
Right.
Especially on free shows, people are going to, people will go to them. Now, whether there's 20 people or 200, no idea, but
of course
it's crazy that a Joey Janela show can draw 1,000, but a free show can't draw 100.
Right.
Just tells you that the people are here to watch the best wrestling.
Right.
Or what they perceive as it, because the Collective has been a mainstay for many years.
Right.
And, as much as I think Cross is a draw and we believe that the Mecca is going to be maybe the best independent show that weekend, we're not dumb. Why would I want to book it against SmackDown and Joey Janela show? Let's do it after. They're at the Horseshoe. That show ends even, it's 10 o'clock start. Maybe we're going to start at 10:15. There's no rush to get out of there. You know, at SmackDown, you can walk 10 minutes and you can get to the Luxor.
Right.
So let me give you the opportunity to be at our show, because there's people who are going to go to the Joey Janela's because that came out first and they were like, oh shit, I really want to go to this Cross show.
Right.
So we're moving tickets. We still got a lot left. We're good. Can't sit in the first row, second row stage is filling up, but imagine the flyers are coming in tonight. I'm not worried about handing them out until early next week, but we'll be at WrestleCon where there's going to be 10,000, I don't even know, 20,000 people there. How many are going to be at, SmackDown on Friday night? Hey, go see your boy, Kevin Cross. You want Cross? You can come in now, walk 10 minutes to go see him. Like, there's no way where we shouldn't be able to sell out and it'd be standing room only at the Mecca.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing too is, the word of mouth, the buzz that goes around when people are actually interacting with each other at like a WrestleCon, right? And, hey, what are you doing tonight? Oh, we got this and this, and then we're going to this. Really? I didn't know that was going on. Okay. Well, maybe we could go check that out. So,
or you're at Kevin and Scarlett's table.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin says, you're coming to my show tonight, right? I'm not sure a lot of people are going to be like, no, sir. I'm going to the free show.
I was only a fan of you when you were in the WWE.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, hey, he's wrestling Umaga's kid. You might have heard of him. But then again, who knows with these 20-somethings? They may never even know who Umaga is.
Yeah, but they know who Solo Sikoa and the...
there you go.
And his group is.
They know who the Usos are. Right.
I mean, hey, the photo opportunity with Solo, you get Cobb in there and you get... the Tongans and you get Hikaleo as well. So, I mean, come on, that's a 5-for-1.
I guess that's it. What is it? The blood, what kind of bloodline? Or not? They're not the OG bloodline, are they?
No, they're the MFT, I think it is.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The NFTs. Hopefully, Joey doesn't try to buy it.
Oh man. Yeah, it's. I mean, this is crazy. But again, you know, before we get into next week, you do have the wrestling night on Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. at Lee's Family Forum. Is it first intermission, you said?
Yeah, the first intermission's a match, and the second intermission will be a match. That'll be the main event.
Nice.
So we got about 2 10-minute segments each, so not bad. They've extended us last time. I think it was 6 to 8 or something. So now we actually – but again, you know, it didn't matter how much time we had. You know, the main event at the last one was Bodie versus Ice versus Vandegrift, and they killed it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's – I mean, it's – yeah. It's crazy. There's so much going on. And so much talent, and again, yeah. Speaking of talent, then this happened also. I mean,
that goes up at FSW for 2 months and gets ID'd,
right? And they you know, gave it to her in Arizona.
Yeah, you know.
But seriously, you know, for her to get that, and then you know, she'll be working the ID showcase against Erica Demia.
Yeah, we got three talents on there, so you know, might be an opportunity. Maybe the Mariachis get on there too. You know, where they were talking about it.
Yeah, so it's just impressive all around, and.
And yeah. Brittany and Bodie are on that show. So
right. Yep. Yeah. Okay. So final thoughts as we, you know, wrap up here and look into the final days of rest before.
Well, my final thoughts are, if I don't see you anytime next week, you are not a wrestling fan.
True.
Because there's 100 things that we're a part of. If I don't see you once, you are definitely not a real wrestling fan.
Yeah, and then if Kevin doesn't see you, you know, that could be even worse.
I'm expecting
worse,
to right? see Kevin all week.
sorry, boss. I just signed a contract. I'll be debuting on Monday night.
There you go. I'll be with him.
Yeah. You'll be his wise man?
Well, I could be, but Monday would be the next week, so that would it's officially okay because it would be.
Oh, true. Yeah, okay.
You know true. What I'm saying?
Yeah. As long as he's not
he's like free, Zoe. He's free from Sunday on.
Right. As long as he's not like Zoe saying, "Oh, by the way, I now have to attend the Hall of Fame on Friday night."
Yes. Yes. I was like, "Well, I didn't invite you anyway. I invited Tom."
you're gonna make Zoe go stag to the Hall of Fame. There That's good.
Well, Tom wanted to go.
Of course.
These are all the time.
You know, but you know, and that is a great point. And one of the things I think that, you know, you can't forget. Tom's been around it for almost 40 years now. You know, at least a good 35. He still loves it.
Yeah. He was doing some crazy. He actually climbed the top rope yesterday and then and jumped onto the crash pad to show him something.
Oh, man. It's probably 2 to 3 weeks of recovery after that now for him. This,
yeah. You know. He didn't say his hip hurt, but we know better.
Yeah, exactly. Oof.
But it was great because Bodie was in the ring. He's been in the ring with Brian Cage recently. He's been in the ring with Mia Yim. He's been in with Zoe.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's getting a lot of knowledge for an 18-year-old kid.
No shit. It's amazing. And again, you know, where else are you going to get it? This is crazy. All right. Well, on that note, Ben, it looks like we're ready to wrap up. So until next week, man.
Hopefully we'll see everybody Friday. Come on down to the hockey game.
Yeah.
Come down to the wrestling matches. You get to see a hockey game.
Right. And maybe that will inspire the hockey players to actually do some wrestling on the ice, because that's the best type of hockey to watch.
Nothing beats a good hockey fight. So.
Exactly. All right, until next time, everybody, take care. Have your wrestling.